Okay, I hope you guys are enjoying these audio portions of these lessons. We'll have several of these in a row now as we head towards the second half of the basically the second half of the first year of study. Now, it doesn't take exactly a year when you're doing it this way, but we're heading towards that particular part. Today, I'm going to do a review of the 24-hour diurnal cycle. Now you got some really good video in there. I love that video. I have a lot of fun with the 24-hour cycle. When I got into Novice Kyusho, I hated this thing because there does not appear to be any correlation between what's happening other than the fact that the elements are together, right? And I was really pretty sure this was kind of like. Well, I'd been out of school for a very long time when I took Novice. And it kind of reminded me of all those things you had to learn in high school that were just a total waste of your time. So this to me was one of them. And then one day, as I was coming up on my third Dan test, I believe it was, I had this epiphany. And all of a sudden, it all just made sense as to why I had to know this. In the real advanced Kyusho, and there's a lot of people that get glimpses of it, but they don't spend very much time on it. An example of a very, very advanced concept in Kyusho is the quadrant theory. Right now, I have the quadrant theory as a principle, but there's a lot to it. Right. And a lot of it is just plain hard training it, learning how it works. But you to be able to use those types of principles, you need this one. You need to understand the diurnal cycle. Now, if we review the diurnal cycle, it begins at 3 a.m. in the morning with long. Now, there's something interesting statistically about a lot of this. More babies are born between 3 and 5 a.m. than any other time. Right? And when you're born and they cut the cord, the first thing that happens is you go, you breathe. That's the beginning of the cycle. So long is from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. And that is the reboot part for long, when the energy is the highest and the lung meridian is essentially restarting for the day. After this, we have large intestine. Large intestine going from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. There's some interesting correlations with that one as well. Right? That has to do with bodily functions. You will also find that when you get sick with an intestinal issue and it gives you diarrhea, your first bout will tend to be around that time. Right? Then 7 to 9, we have stomach. 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., we have stomach, which is, of course, when most people get up and eat. Okay? Interesting. At that particular time of day, for humans, that is when the stomach is at its highest energy rate, and that is the place where you feed it. And of course, they do tell you the breakfast should be the largest and the best meal of the day. Most of us don't do that. I have a decent breakfast, I have to admit that. I do have a decent breakfast. It's very repetitious. I'm not very imaginative with it, but it does tend to get me going. I also notice it burns off really fast. Now, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we're into spleen, which of course is the other earth meridian. Right? Then from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., we have heart. Right? The first of the two heart meridians. From 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., we have small intestine, the fire meridian that is paired with heart. And then we start the second part of the cycle. Right? So from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., we have bladder. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we have kidney. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we have pericardium, heart 2. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., we have triple warmer, right? The final of the fire meridians. Interestingly enough, that is the time of day when most people go to sleep. It is between 9 and 11. Emotionally, you are drained by that point in the day, and your endocrine system needs to reboot so that you'll be fresh the next day. Right? And then from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., we have gallbladder. And from 1 a.m. till 3 a.m., we have liver. Now, liver is the last of the organs in the cycle. And the interesting thing about liver is also the last organ in the body to die. When you pass away, assuming, of course, it isn't from somebody taking your liver out, the liver will be the last organ to shut down. And the liver will try to revive the body for quite often as long as 2 hours by the time the thing completely shuts down, right? So you have lung at the beginning of the cycle, you have liver at the end of the cycle. Liver is a strong and very resilient organ, but you've got to take care of it, right? Keep it clean. That's not hard to do either. Right? So that's the basis of the cycle. So you say, okay, well, that's wonderful. So gallbladder time is 11 to 1. I guess I know that if I'm at a bar during gallbladder time and I meet some guy who's being a jerk and I have to defend myself, that I should hit him in gallbladder. Well, you can if you want to. Certainly can. It will be more hyperactive. You will have quite the effect on it because of where it is in the cycle. That's higher in the cycle. That certainly will contribute to a better effect if you strike it. Alcohol also decimates the gallbladder. So it's not only is it trying to reboot, but it's also being drowned by booze. So, you know, I mean, it's going to have itself lots of problems. But that is the superficial thought process of it, is that you look at it simply from the fact that it corresponds to the clock. That correspondence to the clock is much more important in healing than it is in destruction. What's important in striking and the destructive aspects that are Kyusho Jitsu is the flow of energy. The diurnal cycle tells you that energy starting at lung 1 flows through the lung meridian and goes from lung 11 into large intestine 1. And then it flows through large intestine and it crosses the body at the nose at large intestine 20, and then we circulate into stomach 1. Now, what that is also referred to as, which is a master's level principle, which is above 10, that is the major microcosmic orbit. That is the meridian energy flow. There are two microcosmic orbits, one the major and one the minor. And the difference between them is not their importance, it's their size. Right? When you understand how the energy flows in the body, and it flows via the diurnal cycle, you will be able to affect an astronomically better result using that principle. Now, the principle of attack using the diurnal cycle is between 6 and 10 on the principal scale. It is what we start teaching at second dan, typically. Now, I'm gonna comment on this just simply because it's come up at this point in time. There are some Kyusho people who no longer teach and rank in dans, and that's their choice. It's just fine. I don't care if you test or not. It's up to you. I'm not gonna withhold the information because you choose not to test. They do it because they are stating that it keeps the politics out. No, it doesn't. Politics comes into a system because of people's egos. If you keep the egos in check, you don't have the politics. right? That's trying to fix a problem with a band. That's trying to fix a gangrenous limb with a band-aid, right? You want rank, you can get rank, but you're going to earn it, right? You have to pass the grades. I don't give away rank. I don't give away, if you want to be just the knowledge, well, we don't have an issue with that either. But anyways, I digress. The word of the day, digress, right? Every principle leads to another principle. And the importance of this cycle, I cannot overstate. You've got to know it inside and out, outside, frontwards, backwards, the whole thing. It even matters to the point that lung is 12 hours away from bladder, right? So if I hit bladder, I have a certain effect on lung. There are names for that, and my apologies, I have to look those things up. They're acupuncture related names and I just don't remember them, but it is talking about going cross clock, whether you're going 6 hours across, 12 hours across, or 18 hours across. That is also of significance, but it doesn't really apply to what we're doing now. It is just actually part of it. But as an example, right? Using attack along the meridian, I have a guy and I'm going to hit him at lung five. Okay. Lung five, if I want to release the hand, I'm going to use two-way action. I'm going to strike towards the hand. So what happens when I strike towards the hand to the energy? The energy accelerates in lung. It's accelerating towards large intestine, but that acceleration can leave a void in liver. So if I want a great hit after hitting lung five, and I truly want to practice the principle of strike along the meridian, if I go after liver 14, I'm opening up an absolute smorgasbord of potentials for a knockout, because I'm now hitting a meridian by which the energy has been sucked out of, because the strike was further along the path than the meridian is capable of supplying the energy for, right? It is all fascinating when you start to actually get into exactly how the diurnal cycle works and the things that you can do with it, right? Now, there is lots more coming, and a supplement, which I'm going to bring up again at a later time, but you may want to look into the 15 principles plus one of Kyusho Jitsu, because a lot of this will be explained in there in great detail as well. And this is your education. You know, the more you arm yourself with materials, the better, because teaching in any environment, there's always stuff that you forget to talk about, no matter how good your notes are, right? Memorize this cycle, guys. Make sure you've got it verbatim in your head, right? If I say, what time is heart time? You know, bang, it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Right? It's automatic, because that will help you later on down the line. Even though the time of day is in many ways irrelevant, the energy flow is not. Question that will come up. What happens when you change time zones? Okay. The cycles readjust for your body, but it takes 72 hours for them to do so. That is part of the jet lag process. Right? Because ideally speaking, I flew from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, Eastern Standard Time, to Brasov, Romania, which is plus two, I believe, on the time standard for Bucharest. 7 hours difference, right? It's a good shift. Looking at almost a third of the clock, there is a shift. Body takes 72 hours to adjust to that. And it's not truly just a sleep thing, because you're tired, you're going to sleep. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. People on midnights, get used to sleeping. The diurnal clock stays the same if you're on midnights. Now that conflict can eventually cause you some serious health issues, right? But when you switch time zones, that is what the jet lag is that the body clock, the diurnal cycle, the 24-hour diurnal cycle, that's the energy clock on the body. That has to catch up. It's a little bit more critical than sleep. Anyways, that's it for today's lesson, guys. You have yourselves a great day, and we'll see you next time. Ciao.